All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing on a Monday? It's The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you had yourself a wonderful weekend. Got yourself drenched full of football, and now you're ready for a chill in the air. Conference championships await on Sunday.
Cowboys fans are upset. Eagles fans are upset.
It's a good day. I saw you tweeting that. Yeah,
it's a good day.
Yeah, you were going to get...
It's a really good day.
It's just a difference in accent, right? It's going to be the same kind of remorse and venom-spewing fan base. It's just different accents.
15 seconds in for you to talk mess.
I'm not talking mess.
15 seconds.
I'm not talking mess.
Jolie's talking mess.
What was that mess about? I mean, you're not a Cowboy fan.
No, but I'm just saying he's goading Cowboy fans and Eagle fans. I expect Dustin and Sources and Holly to be hitting you up on Twitter to tell you what an a-hole you are.
They could if they want to, but...
You know, it was fun when I retweeted Joe Theismann during the game when he tweeted out when Fletcher... And let me make sure I set the table here. Fletcher Cox went out for the Eagles, and Theismann immediately tweeted, Eagles missing Cox penetration.
No way.
Yes.
Are you sure it was his
awesome.
Twitter?
And then Holly, of course, jumped right in going, I mean, well, you know. And so I was like, well, you're still feeling pretty good. You got a lead. You're coming out of halftime. It could have been better, but you're still up. And then I'm sitting there the whole second half going, you only had 100 yards. The Saints went on a run. And then the missed catch. And you're like, oh, I bet you're feeling different now. Because Dustin was just looking for company after the Cowboys lost all day Sunday. He just was hoping the Eagles would lose.
So I looked for that because I wanted to see this tweet. But apparently, so it was close to that. But he said, Eagles missing Cox inside.
Okay, close enough. Instead of
but
no, yeah, right no, no, below no. it, a but fan I'm, put, an Eagles fan put. Yeah, I think they're missing his penetration too.
Either way, that's. You gotta be better, Joe Theismann. You gotta be better than that, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Wow.
But hey, if you're willing to put it out there and take the comments that file in below.
But what team wouldn't love to have Cox inside, right?
There you go. I mean, isolated. Done. Done.
You can't do that.
Yep.
No, you can't. I already hate you. I'm back for 2 minutes, and I already hate your guts.
We just got to replace team with like something else.
No, there's no altering of the audio. Okay, either it's as is or you can't.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
There's no altering of the audio because if that's the case, I'll be doing my own altering and then you know using the phone as I'm able to do with.
I shouldn't give you this idea, but you could probably use the producer that fills in Thursday and Friday, to kind of get all the weird stuff that I've said over the air.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, but then they'd have to do extra work.
Exactly.
Who is it Thursday and Friday?
I don't know.
Speaking of fill-ins, how did Cody do?
Cody did great.
Cody was Cody.
What does that mean?
Well, so, I mean, no, but Cody's steady, right? And Cody, I was kind of waiting for
Cody
at least one.
Cody is so vague.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, because there's two things. One you know about. Unfortunately, you got it directly when I didn't think it was going to resurface. But Cody decided, and Nick was here, that just out of the blue, he decided because we were really pushing the weight loss challenge and this is the week to sign up and you guys got to get on this. And I was pushing him to sign up because he was fretting his workout. Raheel's got him on a new workout plan and he's trying to lose weight. So all that happened.
Now, were you pushing him to sign up because you were concerned about him or you were being mean?
No, I thought that he would get motivation. I told him about the Facebook page and everything else. I thought he'd get motivation from the people that are experienced with us doing the challenge and could help him. And I also felt like they could get motivation knowing someone on air with us is going to be knee deep in this. And really,
I'm going to be in it. You're not in it?
I'm in it.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, other than the show, right? But then he decides to turn the corner unsolicited and goes, yeah, so what I'm really thinking now is Barry loves DMs. And you guys should do before and after pictures. They're smart anyway. I don't know if we can even find the audio. And Nick, I don't need
no,
you.
No, he did say.
But he goes. I mean, but Barry's a big fan of the DMs. And so what I think is everybody should do a before and after picture because they're so motivating. But you should send your before pictures DM'd to Barry Laminack at Barry is funny.
Yeah, so I didn't get any. So that's good because I didn't want them. I got one, but
because
it wasn't via DM.
Because I tagged you back. Going, yeah. Because I'm not taking the blame for this, Cody Stutes. I'm tagging your ass, and you're going to have it firmly where it belongs. But I also said to you, because now that that's happened, I don't think it's going to be the last one.
We'll see. A lot of people get blocked for the first time, because I still haven't blocked anybody. I've muted a lot of
people. Not even in the
people.
Rocket bots?
I told you how to solve that.
Yeah.
And it's
he keeps forgetting.
No, they keep doing it a different way.
They do.
They use instead of the little rocket deal, then they use the run as one, run it back, nope, all that other crap.
I don't get any of those. I get none of that because you guys don't listen to me when I tell you how to solve these problems.
Well, that's not really I think you guys have more of an issue with it than I do. I get like one or two. You guys apparently get like seven.
I was getting one after every game, sometimes two after a game.
Well, I get those. So
I was getting aggravated. So
it's very aggravating. So, and then the other thing that he stirred up was the fact that he promoted a column he wrote on Sports Map, but it did
I heard about this.
Generate quite a bit of feedback that
Joel and Cody went at it.
Yeah, because he didn't think Bill O'Brien needs an offensive coordinator.
Hmm.
And I obviously think he does.
I heard y'all fought about this for a while, huh?
I don't know. Did we go too long?
It was a It was a longer debate.
It was passionate.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't just like a
It consumed most of the first hour, I would say.
Whatever hour it was definitely a lot of back and forth, and he got a lot of hate. And Nick and I voted early in the show that he was gonna handle text messages.
Okay.
And I don't think he was ready to handle what he got. Because I noticed at one point there was like three red flags, a whole bunch of them, and then a whole bunch of not even going to touch them, and then a couple more, and I started looking at the ones that weren't red flagged, and I'm like, ooh, ow, okay, well, I see that those are going to not be read on air, but he didn't delete them.
I mean, he kind of knew what he was getting into when he published that. He had a take. He had, you know, some facts that he used to back up his idea, whether you agree or disagree with it, and I know Joel disagreed with it, and it's fine. It was a good debate. I think y'all should go back and listen to the podcast on Friday, because they went back and forth for quite a bit.
Listen, when you have a dumb take, that's what happens. If you have a stupid ass take that you think is so smart, that's what happens.
Well, Barry would probably be the one guy warranted to say that, right, Joel? Considering Cody was the guy that was trying to get everybody to send DMs to him on Twitter.
Right. Screw that guy.
Right.
Screw Cody.
So, you know, what goes around comes around. And whether you believe in karma or otherwise, I mean, when it's out there and you can reference it on any kind of social media, you realize it's not going away. It will live in infamy forever, and you may have some retribution.
That's right. Well, the trip was amazing. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's because I was going to get to that
No, I appreciate
y'all
asking.
But you asked first how Cody did. So?
This was like the poo-poo pee-pee trip.
Meaning
right away, I'm on. First of all, have you ever seen somebody travel with a mask on?
Like a surgical mask?
No,
or
just like a... like
from
a,
like the nose down?
Yeah.
I've seen it like drivers.
Like I've seen this a lot in Asian countries where Asian folks will have like a white filtered mask on.
Or, yeah, like when I was in Beijing in China, they wear
but
them for the
smog. But it's not a surgical mask. It's just a filtered mask. Because I got on the plane and there was a guy wearing a blue surgical mask. Like a legit straight out of the operating room mask. And so I was just, you know, because sometimes you have to, this is a small plane, you got to wait. So I was just kind of standing there and I'm looking at him and I'm going, don't say anything. I'm going to say something. And so as soon as I got to I just walked past him and I went, doctor. And I kind of tipped my head and three rows just started dying laughing. And I didn't know if he smiled. I don't know if he laughed. I couldn't tell because he had the mask on, but he didn't seem amused. But I'm like, why would you wear an actual doctor's mask? Just wear
so weird.
Well, unless there was like a legit, like you had a doctor's orders.
But
that
even
said,
then, I guess would it be a doctor's mask that you would wear?
Well, if it puffs out on the side, probably not, because then there's still air getting in there, right?
I don't know. It was just like the blue surgical mask. It was weird.
We had an intern that was sick, but because he had that mask on, he thought he wasn't going to get anybody else sick.
And then he did. He got the whole office.
I remember that.
So then I'm sitting in, like, I got to pick my seat, like, where I wanted to when I checked in on Delta. Shout out to Delta, by the way. That was a pleasant flying experience for a change. But I got to kind of pick. There was two seats on one side and Was there two? Yeah, it was 2 and 2. So it wasn't a full-size plane. It wasn't 3 and 3. You know what I mean? It was 2 seats on both sides. I picked the very last seat, which was by the bathroom. And in hindsight, that was a huge mistake. Because I'm sitting there, and this old lady goes into the bathroom. And about 5 minutes later, she has not emerged. But I can smell her poop through the door.
This is what this is about.
I can smell her poop.
I thought this was at your hotel, but this is on the plane.
This was on the plane, and I was like, I'll never sit by the bathroom. First of all, I get it if it's some big burly redneck, but it's a sweet old lady. I was like, oh, my God. There must have been another old lady dead inside of her that she let out. It was so bad. Then I get off
the plane. It wasn't loud, though, was it? Because that would have been
the
double whammy.
No, I mean, there was a plane, and I had on noise-canceling headphones, so I have no idea, you know, if it was. I'm sure it was loud. But if the sound matched the smell, then it was as loud as a jet engine, but I didn't hear it. But I land. I take the train from Minneapolis Airport down to the Minneapolis downtown. And I get off the train, and the very first thing I see, I mean right off the bat, is some homeless dude just standing in the street peeing. Just peeing. What was weird, as I'm kind of walking by, and he just goes, "What's up, man?" And he waves to me. And I'm like, "No, no, no. You look, first of all, you're not allowed to pee in the street. Second of all, you're not allowed to wave to me and say hello while you're peeing in the street. That seems like you can do
one. I've done that before.
No, you can do one or the other. You can't do both. You cannot make eye contact with me while you're peeing.
What if someone drives by right when it happens?
I'm walking. I'm pulling a suitcase. It's inappropriate. That's totally inappropriate. You would.
Now, you got to make things awkward.
But I will say this. You're not alone in Minneapolis. When I dropped the dogs off in Montrose last week, there was a dude that was literally naked from the waist up, but barely the waist, as the pants were like dangerously close to falling below the junk.
Yeah.
And he wasn't crossing in a crosswalk. He was crossing on Westheimer and stopping traffic.
Oh, no.
And yawning as if he wanted the pants to come down.
Oh, no.
So I was like, get out of the street and what are you doing? But that's Montrose as opposed to Minneapolis.
Well, you saw that. You tweeted out that picture, didn't you?
Yeah, that was when we were at Cowboys and Indians.
I do like, remember that.
Less than a year ago, that dude that was like literally walking down the street with running shoes, a G-string, and a backpack.
Totally forgot about that.
That was so hot.
I remember that.
It was hot, but that wasn't an excuse.
So when I realized this on the plane, so like when I flew, I just had two bags and I was able to carry on both and put one under my seat. And I had some gum and this pack of Lifesavers, like a big bag of Lifesavers that my wife had bought. I was like, oh, I'll just take that on the plane with me and whatever. So it's a 3-hour flight-ish, and I'm sitting next to this younger girl. And I mean, she's not hot or anything. She's 19, 20, maybe.
Easy, R. Kelly.
No, I mean, you know, she's 18, 19, 20. She's of legal age in every state. But she's not like, you wouldn't think twice about it. But I'm just sitting there, and she's watching a movie, and I'm eating Lifesavers, and I thought, I felt kind of rude, so I was just like, hey, do you want some candy? And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm that guy. Like, I'm literally the old man that just offered an 18-year-old girl candy. I was like, God, I immediately, as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I know she was just like, who is this creepy-ass old man? And why is he offering me candy? I was like, I'm out. My bad. Because she goes, no. And I was like, no problem. And I, like, put it up like, yeah. So I regretted doing that, too.
Now, did you stay warm? How'd the weather? My big concern was okay. Let's hold that. I want to hear that when we get back.
Yeah,
because we had talked about if you were going to bring the jacket on the flight.
Okay,
and if you were going to layer or not. So okay, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776. That's our phone number. HRP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. When we come back, did the frozen tundra get the best of Barry Laminack this weekend? We'll find out that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you, before we hit the break, about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I switched to Infuse Energy about a year ago, a little over a year ago. They have literally taken thousands off of my bill from year to year simply because they really work hard at making sure they tailor make a program and get you a rate that is conducive to your usages for electricity, whether it be for your business or for your family. and they want to be make sure they're 100% upfront and they're 100% honest so they don't try and screw you over and you get the best deal possible. Check them out and see if I'm right. You can either go to infuseenergy.com or you can call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit and they go from there. They ask you as many questions as you ask them because they do want to tailor make a program and find out when you use energy the most and when you use it the least. The bottom line is it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. I'm telling you right now, give them a call. You won't be disappointed. Infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Still getting started early, first half hour of the three-hour extravaganza. So you are just getting in at the right time. You can join us, and we can take you along for the ride. You take us. Hopefully it's a give and take. And entertainment is had and a fun time had by all as we continue to roll on. If you missed it, Barry missed Friday. He was out in Minneapolis, St. Paul area doing some comedy. And we were catching up with him before he left on the trip. I tried to give a few pointers on preparing for the tundra. You used a reputable airline this time. So
I did.
Therefore, I thought you were going to get away with using a puffier jacket, a warmer jacket. But which way did you go?
I had a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, and then this jacket.
No long johns?
No long johns. And so this is just one of those down jackets that's
now
thin.
You literally could freeze your nuts off. So with no long johns, yeah. I'm just saying.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was in the 30s and during the day and in the 20s at night.
Because when we looked at the forecast, it was pretty accurate then because the day before you got there was supposed to be 11.
Right, and it was. Okay. And then when I got there, the whole time I was there, it was 30s, 20s. So it wasn't terrible. But the walk from when I got off the train to the hotel was about three blocks.
Oh, that's easy.
That was brutal because I didn't have any gloves and I'm pulling my suitcase. And so I kept having to switch hands, put one hand in the pocket, hold the suitcase. A couple steps, I'd have to switch hands again back and forth. And then my dumbass didn't think about that. So on the way to the train to leave, same thing, except now I'm holding a coffee. So I can't put a hand up. I'm holding a coffee. I'm pulling a suitcase. So next time I know, if it's like that, if I'm up north, just take gloves with me. That would solve that problem pretty quickly.
Yeah, but you didn't take any gloves.
No, I'm a dumbass.
All that stuff you did bring, and you didn't bring gloves?
I had a beanie? A beanie. I had all that. No.
Did you have a mask?
No, I didn't take a mask.
Could have borrowed one from the guy on the plane.
Doctor flies a lot.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you this. The plane ride back was pretty interesting. First of all, I don't trust anybody that doesn't travel with luggage. I did notice there were several people in line, which I got to get that TSA pre-check thing.
Oh yeah, it's like a VIP lane, basically.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And based on the government shutdown, I ain't getting that
it right now. But the line was ridiculous. Going up there wasn't bad at all. I got there really early in the morning, so it wasn't bad. But coming back was terrible. It was noon on a Sunday, and the line was forever long. It moved okay, but that TSA pre-check line, you just walked up and walked right through. You were done in 5 minutes max. And I stood in line for probably 30 minutes trying to get through. But there were people around me that just didn't have any, you know, anything. I'm like, I don't trust people that just...
Maybe it's like a quick travel day, go in, go out. You never know.
No, I don't trust those people. No? Those people, no, I don't trust. If you don't have anything, I don't trust you. But then, so I get on the plane and I'm sitting next to a dude who I don't know if he had anxiety or if he was scared to fly, but he wouldn't stop rocking his leg. Not, you know how some people bounce their leg like up and down?
I have a tendency to do that.
This dude.
I'm sure you've noticed.
This dude was doing it back, like left and right. So instead of just bouncing on his toe. Yes.
Oh, no.
The whole time, he's just with
against
his knee.
Your knee?
Against my knee.
And
I looked at him once and he looked at me and stopped. I went back to watching my movie, and he started doing it again. So finally, I got up, and there was two seats in the very back of the plane by the restroom, and I was like, well, I hope that old lady's not on this flight. But I moved to the back and sat there instead because I was like, man, I can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm.
And thank God I did because he had brought Payway Chinese food on the plane. I'm like, you're a real a-hole if you eat Chinese food on an airplane. The only thing worse would be to eat just straight up fish. Just bring nasty ass fish.
Well, that's the Lance Zierlein move, right? That's the office move you don't
do.
Do that. But the other thing that, or something that's really tantalizingly good smelling, like fresh Whataburger with fries, and then they open it up and you're like, you know, the door's shut, you're getting ready on the runway, and you're like, wow, then you're stuck for a couple hours smelling Whataburger. That sucks too.
Yeah, that would suck. At least they had like, you know, this, because I'm not used to it. Spirit, you're on your own. They nickel and dime you to death, but Delta, man, they cans of Diet Coke and
that's the next thing I hate.
Chips and
for what airlines
cookies?
Charge
I was like,
for
I'm
tickets?
Living it up.
And they ask you, would you like something to drink? And you say Diet Coke, and they pour you like a 4.5 ounce cup and go, here you go. No. Give up the can.
My friend taught me that. He's like, can I go ahead and get the whole can, please?
Yeah.
Man, I'd never had the heart to ask that, but
I didn't even have to ask.
I'm going to do that going forward.
Both times, the lady was like, do you want the can? I was like, yes, ma'am. She just gave me the can. I was like, boy, I feel like I'm in first class
it's
right
like
now.
It's like two sips.
And they give you the stink eye if they're doing pretzels or something. You're like, can I get a couple more bags of those? And they look at you like, who are you to be the pretzel king? I'm like, do you see what I paid for this ticket? Yeah. Give me a few more bags of like 1.5 ounce pretzels.
Yeah, it's a complete option.
That's annoying as hell.
It was hot on a Spirit flight, and I was like, ma'am, can you turn the AC? She's like, we don't have any, but I'll blow on your neck for $7. It's a complete.
No sightseeing? Hey-o.
No, I didn't do any sightseeing. Hell no.
So the nuts were roasted. You weren't.
I did have a Juicy Lucy, and you know, it's melted cheese in the middle.
Yep.
What they don't tell you is that you have to let it cool off first. Also, you're better off cutting it as opposed to picking it up whole and mashing it. It basically R. Kelly'd on my face and hand. It was just everywhere. Hot. It was like lava hot.
You burn the roof of your mouth? Because you do kind of have to talk when you're
no,
for a living
like
up
I
there.
Squeezed the burger and it on my face. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This Juicy Lucy just porn-hubbed me right on the face. This is terrible.
Pom-pom mom, dude.
And everybody that I was sitting there with was like, oh, my God. Like, I had it on my hand. It was burning. Oh, yeah. So now I know. If you're this public service announcement, you ever eat a Juicy Lucy?
Cut it.
Give it 10 minutes.
Oh.
Cut it down the middle.
Was the meat cooked, though? My worry is, how do you cook that? Keep the cheese. You can get the cheese melty, but.
No, it was all cooked and everything.
Okay, and you're good with it.
Yeah, it was delicious.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We've got information for you, too, because this is the big week of our weight loss challenge sign-up. You have to weigh in.
This week.
To be eligible. You have all week to do it. We'll tell you how and where, but just be prepared. It doesn't matter. It's a start that you gave us your name and your email address. But if you do want to be a full participant, you have to weigh in this week, and you have to do it at one of the official locations, and then you will be ready to go and all set. So we'll give you that information a couple times throughout the show. Prepare for that. Josh, we see you. You want to talk football? We do, too. We'll get to you next, and we'll bring you in on the next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, voice guy with a little new intro for us.
I didn't hear it. What did it say?
Yeah, it's just he cleaned it up. And so from the Gal Media Studios.
It dropped the sponsor that we're not supposed to mention anymore, so it sounds a bit different.
Gotcha. I just caught my ear. So we were going to be, well, let's just be men of the people as we normally are. We had plenty of football to talk about, but we have a gentleman on the line who already has picked which game we should start with. So Josh wants to talk about Chiefs-Pats. Josh, what's up?
I mean, first of all, I just, it's amazing. Somebody said to me in his 17 years, he's been to 13 AFC championship games. I mean, that is outrageous. You can say whatever you want about him playing the Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins, but then when he gets in the playoffs, this is supposed to be, I mean, everyone that I talked to thought that the Chargers were going to win this game. And I kept saying, I've seen this movie too many times. Like, this is what happens. Brady gets into these games. He figures out, oh, you're going to put seven defensive backs against me? Cool. I'm going to pick you apart. And once we start running the ball, you won't know what to do with this play action because I'm going to find the mismatch every time. I do think that the Chiefs present a problem because they got the most sacks in the league this year, so they're going to get to Brady, which is the formula to win. But I'm not counting out this old man. I mean, that was, to me, the Chiefs did a really good job against the Colts, but I thought that the one team that dominated this weekend, the one team that I didn't even think it was close, they might have scored 28 points. I had no idea they even scored 28 points because that game was over at halftime. And I just wanted to see what you guys thought about it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Josh.
The call, Josh.
Appreciate it.
I'm not counting out that old man either, man.
Yeah, no one's counting him out.
Put me in the category of one of the folks that thought the Chargers would beat the Patriots.
Me too.
That was an ass whoop. I mean, that was it was vintage New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady football. What's crazy is they did all that, and Rob Gronkowski had one catch.
Yeah.
I mean, Sonny Michel stepped up big. Yep. We talked about their offense, though. I mean, I gave you the stat on Thursday. There were two teams left in the playoffs that were offensively, statistically in the top 10 in rushing yards, passing mm-hmm. yards, and points scored. And the Patriots were one of them, and they put up 41. I mean, the Chargers' defense didn't play well. As far as the matchup, Patriots-Chiefs, I mean, I would have said, I mean, last week I thought the Chiefs would lose because of Andy Reid and Andy Reid. It's Andy Reid. That's what they do.
That was my AJ pick, so I was happy with that one. I took the Chiefs.
Me too.
I don't think I could go against the Patriots now. I thought they would lose. I said a long time ago, I feel like this is their year. They're going to get bounced. It's hard to look at that. They put up 41 against the Chargers. It was never really that close. I mean, all of Rivers' numbers were garbage numbers.
I mean, they were big, but yeah, it was fool's gold because by the time that he got most of them, the game was out of control in favor of New England. I had said, and I didn't even want to believe it. I gave it last week as a stat, but I didn't want to believe it was true. It was going to happen this week, which was when New England scores first at home, they have a better than 90% chance of winning. And they just marched their ass right down the field methodically, just carving them apart, left, right, sideways. But then all of a sudden, San Diego answers, and I go, oh, maybe we'll have a shootout. Maybe this will be a good game. And then it was just like, no, here's a left hook, here's an undercut. Boom, I'm going to punch you in the nuts, and I'm just going to roll over you.
It's pretty crazy that when they won the toss, they elected to receive, and now you see it paid off. Yeah. Three touchdowns, rushing touchdowns by Sonny Michel. I mean, you talk about a momentum builder. They did it right. They totally did it right. I was kind of surprised, but at the same time not surprised when they elected to receive, but it paid off. They didn't need to receive in the second half.
And here's the other thing. So James White's a Badger. So I watched him play in college. In college, he was a workhorse carrying the football. But if you're the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, one thing you should know if there's patterns that are developed in the NFL, James White is a pass catcher. He caught 15 balls. There's a reason he's in the backfield, and it's not to smash mouth football between the tackles.
Yeah, 15 balls on 17 targets.
That's, I mean, get you have to understand, it's coming.
Well, it's like Josh mentioned. I mean, you know, Brady sees that. He sees what, and he's okay with. It's funny, when Deshaun Watson had his bad game against the Colts, I heard somebody mocking him say, oh, check down Charlie. It's exactly what Tom Brady was. No one said, oh, it's like, oh, that's genius game planning. I mean, when it works, no one's going to knock you, obviously. But yeah, 17 targets to a guy in the backfield.
I don't know, but that point that you just mentioned is an interesting one. Because a lot of these young guys, it is the recipe for following the script and moving the ball and doing things. But a lot of the young guys, they don't, because they know, they want their swag game says, I don't want to be check down Charlie. I want to create plays. I want to extend plays. No, if you just are disciplined, like we know Tom Brady is, you can be a surgeon and you can look like a hero regardless of how many yards you throw for and how many touchdowns. The bottom line at this point of the season is just get wins. And that was an ass kicking.
Yeah. And even if he did, my bad, Barry, and even if he did become check down Charlie, Tom Brady, that is, at some point in the season. I think that's the reason why people are against the Patriots, not only because they hate the Patriots for winning, but they just thought, the Patriots didn't do anything flashy this year, so why be high on them? Despite the fact that they were undefeated at home, their road record wasn't that good. They were 3-5.
3-5, yeah.
But outside of that, I mean, if you're undefeated at home, I think that says something. You know, it doesn't mean you're terrible if you're undefeated at home and you're 3-5 on the road. I think when the Patriots are not flashy, everybody thinks, oh, this is the down year for Brady. This is the down year for Belichick. And it's just not the case.
Well, he came out and said that. I mean, in a post game, he goes, yeah, everyone says we suck. So I guess we'll just have to see if we suck, if we keep sucking.
What Tom Brady doesn't need is external motivation to keep him focused. Because obviously between that right on the field interview and then after the game, he was pretty hell-bent focused on the fact that you all think we suck, and that's motivating him. Because here's the thing. We talk about LeBron and the comparisons to Jordan and the whole GOAT terminology that's also thrown around with Brady. But just like LeBron's streak of consecutive finals appearances, when I didn't realize this till Tracy Wolfson said it to him after the game, 8 straight AFC championship appearances, that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
And that's when you tip your cap and go, yep, that's one of the best
of
all time.
That is not easy.
No.
And what you respect about the Patriots is that everybody basically stepped up, except Gronk. Everybody had a good game. I mean, that offensive line was winning at the point of attack. They basically shut Melvin Gordon down. Melvin Ingram, excuse me. They across the board, the Patriots were dominant in every single way.
And I don't do they even necessarily need Rob Gronkowski to do well? I mean, they could just save him for red zone threats and red zone situations, because people obviously are not sold on Rob as a player right now. Don't target him. Just target him on the important plays. And I think it'd be an advantage for the Patriots, if anything.
Or he's a decoy, right? Because defenses have to prepare for him.
You got to respect it,
And you saw early on, Casey Hayward got a P.I., For really panicking because of the fact that down there inside the red zone, he could be dangerous. But when you got Edelman and White racking up catches like they were, he's the best decoy on the field. And he's the only guy, by the way, that doesn't follow the Belichick way, because when they interviewed him after the game and they said, you know, and everybody, when they asked about the Chiefs, hey, they're a good football team. We're really going to have to prepare. It's at their place. Everybody's saying the right thing. And Gronk goes, you know, we really don't get a chance to celebrate all that much. But tonight, I'm going to be able to get out after it for a while. I'm going to get a couple hours in where we can celebrate this one. And then tomorrow, we'll start worrying about the chance. I was like, yeah, it's not what Belichick wanted you to say. But I'm sure you're going to go out and get to have some fun for a couple hours.
Well, he kind of capped it off by saying, you can only celebrate for one day after a win, is basically what he said. And then you get back to work. That was the whole gist of the quote.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Bill doesn't want anyone celebrating for an hour. But Gronk's going
to
Gronk.
And give credit to, I mean, we talk about all these, but give credit to the Patriots front seven. I mean, they got after Rivers, too. He was never comfortable. It wasn't a clean pocket for him most of the day, like Brady had. Brady, most of the day, he wasn't really ever hurried or under duress.
He was kind of Brady-esque, too, because he was whining about calls. The announcers were trying to say that, you know, he finally got some late, and they were like, too little, too late. He's been getting hit all day.
He's been hurried and hit. Dropbacks, how many dropbacks did he have? Like 1,000? Like, I mean, he was way more uncomfortable than Tom Brady. Yeah. He just did not get the protection.
And on the flip side, give their offensive line credit for being able to open up the holes that allowed Sonny Michel to get those. I thought you're talking about defensively. Well, no, they were rattling Rivers.
Yeah.
And offensively, the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, completely dominated by the Patriots.
I mean, the Patriots won at the point of attack on both sides of the
ball. Absolutely.
And when you do that and you've got a quarterback like Tom Brady, that's a good recipe for the Patriots. So.
And the thing is they have veterans that get it too, right? When you've made 8 straight appearances, whether they're all pro or not, when you've been in this position, and we all know that it's a different feeling, a different mentality, some guys tense up in the moment, and it can consume you. These guys have been there, done that, to where it's just, hey, let's just go out and do our business and handle it the right way, and they do.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they're the consummate professionals.
Yeah.
The consummate professionals.
And look, and the thing is, you can't take away from what was another really good year for the Chargers. Better than most. You feel for Phillip Rivers, because you don't know how many more chances he's going to get.
That's just it. If you're a Chargers fan, are you like, well?
Yeah, because, again, people keep asking this about Brady, but when is it the last hurrah for Phillip Rivers? Because he's getting up there. That was season number 15. He thought this was his best chance to go get it, and then he doesn't get it. And
I hope he invested his money well to cover all 27 of the kids that he has, because he ain't getting the Super Bowl money.
Did you see, by the way, I retweeted it. I think NFL, he was mic'd up
and they did this whole 2-minute video. And you know he doesn't cuss.
Yeah. But I would want him mic'd up, though.
But he talks mad mess.
Yeah.
And it is so funny.
And the way he does it, his accent.
He's looking at the film. And Philip on our mobile is fantastic in the mornings. Mm-hmm. But, like, he's literally looking at film going, dang it. Gosh. And try to punch somebody. He's like, I mean. And then he starts talking mess to the Raiders lineman. And he's like, hey, man, I'm done now, y'all. And then the guy's like, man, don't step over here, motherfucker. And, you know, you've been talking all game. He goes, I'm done now because we beat y'all. I mean, the lights are out. You're done, but I'm done. If you want to at Pac-Man Joel, I retweeted it. It is 2 minutes without cussing that is absolutely hilarious the way he talks mess. But, yeah, he's going to be missed. Hell of a career. But
I don't know who this is, but this same person has texted the show like 90 times already.
Trying to enter the weight loss challenge?
No. Just question after question after question. It's like...
Same question or different?
No.
We don't have to do a show. We could just...
The same question a couple times, and it's like, man.
Tell Cody that he doesn't go on until the next time he has to fill in. Stop texting.
Like, I see him. We gotta talk, too.
Yeah. All right, so there's one out of the way. We still have three more games to talk about, and then preview, obviously, the two coming up, as well as plenty of other things. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, HR&P listener line 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep, hour number one, 3-hour show. We appreciate you taking us along for a ride right here on ESPN 97.5. It is The Usual Suspects. We've been telling you about this. It's the second annual Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. We're doing it again. You should, too. If nothing else, it gives you a little bit of a boost and a little bit of a helper in trying to stay on what is a lot of people's New Year's resolutions. And a lot of great people along the way motivate you. You can motivate them. They give you recipe tips, workouts, things like that. And we've had some listeners have some unbelievable results. Mandy lost over 130 pounds?
130.
Unreal.
I think Mark Schell had some success.
Mark Schell, Chris Householder.
Householder with the belt.
Yep. So there's plenty of prizes. There's plenty of 4 different weight classes. But the thing is, you got to do 2 things. One, we keep telling you about the HR&P listener line. Well, that's where you text in your name and your email address so we can send you the initial email to get you started. That's 713-780-3776. Text us name, email address. You will get an email from us. Then at that point, you have this entire week to weigh in officially, not at your scale with a bad toenail in your bathroom to get a number. That's my job. You go to one of the 3 Man Center locations, or you come here to the Gal Media offices, 5353 Alabama, and you officially weigh in. The Man Centers are located in Pearland, Tomball, and off of I-10 in Houston. One of those 3 locations or the Gal Media offices, get your official weigh in, and then you're all set to go. So
easy peasy.
Yes.
We just got another one. Somebody says they want in, them and their fiance. My fiance and I went in. So cool. Yeah. So I got your email. We'll get it added.
Bring it. Yeah.
The emails haven't gone out yet. I got a couple questions on Twitter. Somebody private messaged me, Sean Sweeney did. And he was like, has the email gone out? Not yet, but it will. But go ahead and get to those. If you know already that you're in, no matter what, just go get weighed in. Just get weighed in and get that way. The sooner you get weighed in, the sooner you can get to losing.
Yep.
Because some people are going to be like, oh, you know what? I'll wait till Friday. Okay, but the sooner you weigh in, you have more time to lose weight.
Yeah, you get started.
Which is smarter.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go furiously fat on F Yeah Friday.
Yeah, and don't be trying to weigh in with nickels in your pocket or nothing like that, you damn cheaters.
That's don't hilarious. Be trying to
put in rolls of pennies
Didn't
in there.
Didn't even think about that until you mentioned it. Now you got to tell everybody to empty their pockets when they come in and weigh in.
Yeah, patting them down.
You got to weigh in those running shorts.
So I got an email during the break.
Yes.
An
email. Not a text.
I got an email to me.
Yeah.
My email account.
Oh, okay.
Joel.blank at, no, I'm just kidding.
That's not easy, Cody, DMing.
So it's from StockX.
Tennies.
And they said, your bid my bid's not active anymore for the Concords. But my bid, there's an offer out for what the same price as my bid was. Would you pay $250?
That's not bad.
I didn't think so either. I'm like, they dropped the $220, right?
I don't think that's bad either.
I don't think it's bad at all.
$30 over retail?
Yeah, normally the bump is
they were over $300 for a while.
Yeah. I think the other thing is, and I don't know, because the rumor is Nike's still holding on some for another re-release.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that based on what they've seen and the reaction, I think they got lucky enough to have most locations sell out. But I don't think they got the overwhelming response that they thought they were going to get. And I think that the other side of it is the people that were snatching and grabbing them up so that they could resell them to really make some coin were sadly disappointed. And I talked to some of my people at Nike, too, that said, yeah, I think folks were thinking they're going to get a grand for some of these, and, and they ain't, that ain't happening.
No. Yeah, so I might pay the $250. But I'm stuck because I'm going to buy that gun this week. And so I kind of can't do both right now.
The rifle
thinking,
Nick had? You're going to buy that?
You're gonna buy an M4?
This handgun. No. That 1911.
I'll tell you what, that handgun had more of a recoil than the M4.
So you did shoot it?
I did. Wow. It had a kick to it, the handgun. I don't know what the handgun was, but the M4 was cool.
Yeah?
It was super cool.
Is the handgun the one that hurt your shoulder?
Did you see
that?
I asked.
That means you're shooting it wrong.
the handgun, right? Yeah.
A couple texts, and then we'll get back to it, because we've got, in fact, I've got an interesting fun fact for you for the weather from Steven, our resident weather guy here at Gal Media in ESPN 97.5. Okay. But from the text line, somebody said, final weigh-in is the week of spring break. Any chance to expand the final date? Sorry to be that guy, but if not, I'll compete in spirit. Yeah, I don't think they're moving it, so I don't think that's going to change.
We're just getting all of our ducks in a row, but they're in, they're swimming.
You know you need to enter the weight loss challenge when they offer you the whole Diet Coke can on a flight. That's from Justin. Thank you, Justin.
You got jerk. It.
Barry got his face squirted on. Classic. All right.
Breathe. It's Monday. Just breathe. It's going to go away.
Steelers fan Juan checking in from Broncos country where the talk is Antonio Brown. Not surprising.
You see Jerry Rice?
No.
Jerry Rice came out just before we went on the air and said he knows Antonio Brown wants to be a Niner.
Okay. So, I could see it. You got a young quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you got
a young
head coach that's offensively minded.
Here's the other thing. They're doing that stupid game show now where you got to try and guess the celebrity in the mascot head. Yeah. He was the first one. He's already been Dancing with the Stars. He loves the attention.
Yeah.
He can't get enough of himself. California is the place he ought to be.
Yeah. And then, excuse me, somebody said Chiefs or Pats. That's the whole text. Chiefs or Pats. I'm not going against the Pats now. I just can't. I don't know. I'm
interested in the spread. If you're just picking outright, yeah, I totally outright. Get. But here's the other thing, right? And it was remarkable to me to hear that the Chiefs have never hosted a conference championship game. But that the early weather report that I saw for this weekend coming up, because the snow was something. But no one could give me definitive answers like, who is it favoring? Like, between the Colts and the Chiefs. And I heard Chris Sims go out there and goes, oh, definitely advantage Colts. Because the Chiefs pass rush is all about speed. You can't have speed when you're slipping in the snow. Colts O-line's going to dominate today. Or maybe not. So my question then becomes, when you get two teams like this, if it is cold and or messy, who advantage who? Because the Patriots playing it all the time.
So it's funny you should bring that up, because Steven, and I always mess up his name, Uzick, U-Z-I-C-K. I think I'm saying that right. Anyways, he's our resident weather guy.
UGK?
Uzick. Oh, no, not
good. UGK.
Fun fact, the game in KC on Sunday could be a top five or even top three coldest game in NFL history. Temperature could be very well below zero.
Now, I called BS without calling BS, but I asked him, I responded to him, and I said, now, are you talking about playoffs? Or are you talking about regular season? Because I personally was at Lambeau Field for a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, just a regular season game, that they moved from a noon start to a 3:15 start, and at game time, the temperature was in the single digits.
Uh-huh.
And in the third quarter, when the sun went down, we dipped below zero with a wind chill that took it almost to like minus 11.
Oh, hell no.
So if it's a playoff game, then the only ones I think about are like the Ice Bowl, the Cowboys-Packers deal.
What are you doing outside like that? Go home and watch the game.
Well, I brought one of my buddies from up here. It was their first Lambeau experience. I felt even worse for him too, because the initiation is you got to buy and wear a cheese head, and so he's got no. I was like, I put the ski cap under the cheese head, but he's sitting there, and you know, he's taking in the whole experience, and I'm like, man, I'd be gone already,
dude. I would have seen the forecast for a wind chill below zero and told you, I'll just be at the hotel.
Now, if you're my guest, your first time, either one of you guys, because Nick said it's on the bucket list, and we go, and I'll leave it up to you. If you don't want it, can't take it, or just ain't doing it, then we can leave. But I also don't want to be that guy that says, hey, here's your Lambeau experience, and we're leaving because it's too cold.
Look, for me, if there's some sort of like jackets and pants you can wear with like heaters in them, sure, I might go in the snow. But I ain't. Other than that, I need to be warm when I'm sitting down watching a football game.
Below
not doing it.
Zero.
Not doing it.
Like not I don't mind. It. Like when it was 30s and 20s in Minneapolis this past weekend, I was okay. It was chilly, but I wasn't like, oh my god, like freaking out like most, you know, Texans from the South that are used to the, you know, warmer temperatures would be. It doesn't bother me. You start getting in the zeros, though, and the negatives, I'm out. I'm not built for that.
James Palmer of the NFL Network tweeted out a picture of the seats over there in Arrowhead. It was all frozen. Mm-hmm. So I just tweeted that out. Unbelievable.
Nope.
I am not going anywhere near those seats. I imagine they're doing something to it, right, Joel, to, I guess, remove the ice prior to the game? This is just right
every
now?
Every stadium's different. I know that what Lambeau does is they actually pay the $12 an hour or whatever it is for people to shovel, and they've got a system where you just basically
For the seats in particular, because you saw the ice that I took.
I did, yeah, and it was all over. But I don't know if there's any way with plastic seats, like how you can heat those up.
Oh, that's true. It'll just break, I would imagine.
Yeah, if during the day you have sunshine, then that'll loosen everything up on the seats. Then you need people that are going to knock it off and then shove it down the aisles and get it on the field where it's heated.
Let me tell you something. If we're talking about knocking off ice and shoving snow and... why is there no roof on this God bless stadium?
Well, and here's the thing, because it's a home field advantage, I guess. But here's the thing: if you really want to see a systematic approach to like getting rid of snow, watch them do it like the way they do it in Lambeau. Like the aisles are set up like a big slide, and the people just take a section a row at a time, and they push all the snow to the aisle, and then it's just like it goes wee, it goes sliding all the way to the bottom of the field, and like those coils on the field are heated. They just try and melt as much as they can, and then the plows push the rest of it away.
Man, if I'm a Green Bay Packer player, that's not a home field advantage because you got to play in it too. Mm-hmm. I know you're used to the cold to a degree, but those guys aren't out there in it every day. A lot of those guys are born and raised and played football in Texas and Florida
California.
And Cali. And
yeah.
Now they're up there in -5 degree weather potentially.
Well,
playing.
It brings up another question I was going to ask you guys. Shoot.
They ain't happy with that.
What's the toughness factor involved in not wearing sleeves? Because I'm telling you,
man's game.
I am wearing sleeves,
bro. I'm gonna be out there in like big furry, looking like bear arms, and
Andrew Luck without sleeves on. And I'm like, you got to throw the ball around, Chief. Your arms got to stay warm. I don't like that. But you know, the guys are all like, it's the macho toughness to prove the cold isn't gonna get to me mentally. Well, frostbite's physical. I'm just letting you know.
Good luck. You may not feel cold, but when your arm falls off, you will.
Yeah, when your elbow's purple for a year,
right?
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, we got one in the books. Still got 2 hours to go with the big show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. Hour number two coming around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.